With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump ruling out Scott Bessent as the replacement for Jerome Powell at the Fed.
Well, I love Scott, but he wants to stay where he is. I will. I'll take him off the, because I asked him just last night, is this something you want? Nope, I want to stay where I am. He actually said, I want to work with you. It's such an honor. I said, that's very nice. I appreciate that.
And he tells CNBC two candidates are White House economist Kevin Hassett and former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh.
I say Kevin and Kevin. Both Kevins are very good. And like, there are other people that are very good, too. But
Kevin's,
you know,
Kevin's
a lot of
Karen's. I don't know if that's good.
A lot of times, they're very good. Like this character that we have in there now, Jerome Too Late Bell.
A Southern California pastor rallying opposition to a bill in the state assembly he calls a child trafficker's dream. Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, warns the California Assembly Bill 495 would let total strangers remove children from public schools or even daycare centers.
It allows an individual to obtain this new form. They fill it out. The bill does not require a background check. There's no requirement for the school to call you to ask you if it's okay if John takes your daughter out of school. If this bill passes, I am going to ask you to leave the state of California. You're going to need to pack up and you're going to have to get out. You got to get out. You got to run. With your kids, you got to go. It is unbelievable. So much so, don't believe me. Go to realimpact.us.
And Wednesday, we'll hear from a public policy expert who warns if AB 495 passes on October or August 19th, it will open the door to other laws and legislatures all across the United States. This is SRN News. Gay pride events are going out of style.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. military chaplaincy is marking 250 years, even as the military as a whole does so. In 1775, a year before there was a United States, and 6 weeks after the Continental Army was formed, George Washington made a declaration that he shaped the military, and ever since he said, we need chaplains. Now, 250 years later, they serve all around the globe. This is SRN News. Well, the death toll has been revised downward to 56 as the search continues for any survivors from the boat that sank off Yemen. 132 people still missing.
The vessel had 200 people on board when it sank off the coastal town of Shukra. Authorities recovered 56 bodies, including 14 women, while 12 men were rescued as of Tuesday morning, the agency says. An operation to find those missing is underway, officials said late Monday, adding that the body of the boat captain, a Yemeni citizen, has been recovered. Hundreds of migrants have drowned trying to reach wealthy Arab Gulf countries in the hope of a better life. I'm Charles Tuladesma.
Hiroshima marking the 80th year since the U.S. atomic bombing of the city. Bombing on August 6, 1945, killed 140,000 people. A second bomb, Nagasaki, killed 70,000 more. More details at srnnews.com.